Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. There's been progress on a peace plan for Ukraine. US and Ukrainian representatives have negotiated a revised accord following talks in Geneva. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he's confident a final agreement could be reached by the end of the week. Ukrainian representative Andriy Yermak says Ukrainian concerns have been given more consideration in the new draft. The proposal has been shared with Moscow, while Turkey's President Erdogan is set to speak with Vladimir Putin today as part of mediation efforts. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has warned against imposing a peace deal on Ukraine without Kyiv's agreement. Speaking to RTL at the weekend, he said international borders cannot be changed by force and criticised what he called America's tendency to negotiate whilst leaving Europe to foot the bill. Belgium faces 3 days of widespread industrial action. Today, only half of all trains are running. Tomorrow, civil servants and municipal workers will walk out, affecting schools, hospitals and public transport. On Wednesday, private sector employees join a general strike. No flights will operate from Brussels-Zaventem or Charleroi airports. Trade unions are protesting government plans to cut spending by 10 billion euros over 5 years. In Luxembourg, voters in Appeldange-sur-Zur have backed continuing merger talks with neighbouring municipalities. Just under 59% voted in favour of the potential Nordstadt merger yesterday after a tied vote in the municipal council with 4 votes in favour, 4 against and 1 abstention. In Brussels, EU foreign ministers meet today to discuss trade tensions with the United States. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick is attending. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel and his counterparts want to discuss compromises with the EU's most important trade partner for both goods and services. Meanwhile, an EU-Africa summit opens in Luanda, focusing on economic cooperation, migration and security. Luxembourg's film industry has celebrated its top talent at the annual Film Prize ceremony. Eric Lamennais, Out of Hail, took Best Film, while Loic Tansen's Life as Zale was the evening's biggest winner with 4 awards. Moving to sport and in football, Arsenal thrashed Tottenham 4-1 in the North London derby, while AC Milan beat Inter 1-0 in the Milan derby. In Sunday's matches in the German Bundesliga, Leipzig won 2-0 against Bremen and St. Pauli lost 0-1 to Union Berlin. And in tennis, Italy have won the Davis Cup for the third consecutive year, beating Spain 2-0 in Bologna. Flavio Cobolli sealed the title with a comeback victory over Jean Munar, winning the deciding set 7-5. Italy completed the triumph without their star player Yannick Sinner. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's cold but slightly warmer today. However, the winter chill will continue under thick cloud cover. Expect sleet, rain and perhaps even snow. It will be slightly warmer and rise above yesterday's sub-zero conditions to 1 to 3 degrees, reaching a peak of 3 to 5 degrees in the afternoon.